Here's some breakfast for your brain.
But will it be there when you get home? According to a recent survey, 38% of us believe we've had a package stolen from our house. And it's that time of the year. More and more of us are shopping online. Matter of fact, at the end of 2019, online shopping, 8 out of 10 of us regular shop online. $605 billion spent online. That was last year. That number, of course, will be up this year with COVID and everything else. Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, on a couple of tips to make sure those packages stay away from the porch pirates, as they are known. Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
This is easy theft. My goodness, you drive home, you look around the neighborhood, there's packages everywhere, it seems like.
Well, it's the holiday, and when it's the holiday, the porch pirates and the thefts skyrocket, so we really got to do some precautions.
All right, give me a few tips this morning, Tim, to make sure they're on my porch when I get home.
Well, a couple things. Number one, you can put an obvious tracker on that package. You can know when that package is at your house, so you can then maybe break loose from where you are, go home, get the package, or you could call a family member or a neighbor, and you could ask them to go over and get the package off your porch and secure it. People working with people, family and neighbors, is a really good idea. Secondly, the cameras, such as Ring and other types of cameras that are installed on the porches, those are very effective as being a deterrent. And if you have a camera and a theft happens, that footage on that camera identifying the people, lots of times those cameras can see the cars that pull in the driveway or park on the street, and can really help the police narrow down, who did it. Now, if you're shopping with Amazon, what Amazon has done is they've created what they call hub lockers. So all you got to do is when you order your package at the end, put on there and check out the lockers, the hub lockers on Amazon. And there's designated locations in most major cities where you can have your package delivered. And you can go to that location, and they'll text you a 6-digit code that'll open up the locker where your package is. So now you can go and get your package and know that, you know, it's waiting there and being secured. If you need to return the package for some reason, you can also use a hub locker. The other thing is, we all need to be on the lookout for each other. Start noticing cars strolling around in your neighborhood, parking along curbs. Write down the description and the license plate, you know, of those vehicles. So, you know, the last thing which you can do is this is what I do. I have all my packages shipped to my work address, and they bring up right to my work address. And I know it's secure, and I leave work, I take it home with me. So there's several good things we can do.
Good tips. Yeah, I like that. I was thinking about work, because last year I think we even had some emails here from the boss saying, look, we got so many UPSs lining up out here because we're dropping off packages for your house. Of course, hardly anybody's in the office now. Some people work virtually as well, so that's a challenge. And you mentioned the neighborhoods. I know a buddy of mine in my neighborhood, even when he heads away for a couple of days, I kind of watch. Because when you're ordering stuff, you never know when it's going to be delivered. You know, Tim?
Yeah, you don't. That's why it's really good to get a tracking number. You can go on the internet on your phone or on your computer. It'll tell you where the package is, exactly when it's going to be there. And you don't have to waste your time checking 6 times a day. You'll know exactly. You can be notified when that package has been dropped off on your front porch or whatever. So tracking is really good. And once again, like you said, good neighbors looking out for good neighbors is really helpful.
That's what it's all about. All right, good stuff. Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. A few good reminders. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.